When I read through the gospel stories for the past few weeks and into the gospel story for this week, I am left pondering about the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It reminds me of a particular story from when I was in college, and unlike a lot of my contemporaries who for the first time were finding themselves not being made to go to church by mom and dad and stopped going to church, I instead found myself, who hadn't been going to church in college for the first time, and thinking, well, I want to see what this church thing is all about. And so immediately the college Christian group seized upon me, and they said, you've got to come to our game night. And so I did. I came to college Christian game night at this local church, and they had a game laid out that was clearly this homebrew, small batch board game that was called Faith Quest. And it was very clearly Monopoly, adapted for evangelical Christians, right down to the community chest and chance cards that were all Holy Spirit inspired. Cards such as God's Holy Spirit smiles upon you, collect 200 points. And my favorite that I still remember to this day, which was, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, move forward 3 spaces. and it's still to this day when I hear our liturgy and we say, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I still think, move forward 3 spaces. Now, I came to find that a little bit later, the college students actually were banned from playing this game. And the reason they became banned for playing this game was because they had started using it kind of as a kind of a Ouija board for discerning the Holy Spirit's will in their lives. Right down to the, should I break up with my girlfriend or should I marry her? Let's see what the board game says. Or, should I drop out of school and move across the country? Let's play the game and see how God speaks to us. And now, as crazy as that sounds, I get where it comes from. I get where it comes from. It's a similar place as the people who will pull out the Bible and flip to a page and point to it to see how God is speaking to them in their lives. It comes from a place of wanting to be led by the Holy Spirit, wanting the guidance of the Holy Spirit so desperately, but just it's not clear. It's just not clear how God is leading them to their lives, and so they just want a sign, any sign. And so they reach out in desperation for a sign wherever they can find it. Now, I understand we don't often have the benefit that we have in this gospel reading for today or last week when we hear the baptism story of Jesus and he descends down into the water and he rises up, the clouds part, the Holy Spirit shines down and the voice of God booms out, this is my son, the beloved. We don't often get signs that clear. I don't anyway. When you have signs like this week where Jesus enters and John the Baptist points to him so everybody can see him and says, there he is. It's a pretty clear sign. We don't often get signs that clear, so we look for them wherever we can. But I want to assure you that Christians, even the Christians who follow Jesus directly, most closely, even they came to realize that it was a struggle sometimes to discern how the Holy Spirit worked. It's not too far in our readings where we'll get into the Acts of the Apostles, and you'll see the disciples start to struggle with this, where sometimes they've baptized someone and make them and join them into the Christian church, and then the Holy Spirit descends upon them. And then a few passages later, the Holy Spirit descends upon some non-baptized people. And the disciples kind of say, well, I guess we better baptize these people because the Holy Spirit already descended upon them. And so they aren't real clear. And even Peter and Paul start disagreeing with each other over how the Holy Spirit works in the world. But I've come to assure you that you don't need board games, you don't need magic eight ball to discern God's will in your life. Even if we turn to the scripture, today, there's a really important clue to where we can turn. There's an important clue, because if you read this gospel story, watch how the Holy Spirit moves. It starts with John the Baptist, and he does. He sees Jesus, and he directs all of the people of God to look to Jesus, follow Jesus. But then watch, almost immediately after that, what Jesus does. A few passages later, he then goes and he approaches Simon, little, poor, unassuming, non-divine Simon, just a human being like you and me. And he says to him, I will call you Peter. You will be the rock, literally the foundation on which the church will be built. In this gospel reading, in the version in Matthew, the gospel, he actually literally says, I will build the church upon this man. And it's one of the only times in the whole gospel that Jesus ever talks about the church, and it's to say it will be built on a human who will then go out and share the Holy Spirit with other people so they can lead and grow and build the church. I assure you that in our lives you can turn and look to your brothers and sisters around you. And if you approach this world with an open heart and an open mind, you will see the Holy Spirit working in the world, in the people around you. We can turn to the Scripture, and the Scripture will again and again redirect you to the people around you. The same Scripture where Jesus says that all the law and all the prophets hang on loving the people around you, every bit as much as loving God. The Holy Scriptures, where Jesus goes and he builds the church by collecting people, human beings, to build it. The same gospel where at the end of the Gospel of John, when Jesus is sitting with Peter for a final time and talking about the workings of the Holy Spirit, and he says to Peter, feed my sheep, feed my people. Time and time again, we will be redirected to the people around us. And I promise you that the more you approach the people around you with an open heart and an open mind, the more you will see the Holy Spirit at work in the world in them. When you are alone or lost or broken in this world and someone sits down next to you and is present with you, that is the Holy Spirit at work in this world. And when you see someone that is lost or alone or broken, the Holy Spirit is calling out to you, pulling you to that person, and you are being the Holy Spirit working in this world for that person. When you find yourself being comforted where you need comfort, challenged where you need to be challenged, inspired where you need inspiration, that's the Holy Spirit at work. And the more open you are in your mind and your heart to them, the more you'll see it. Every bit as clear a sign as the clouds parting and the voice of God calling out. On this Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, I think it's safe for all of us to say that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man filled with the Holy Spirit. He went into this world and he challenged people when they needed to be challenged. He comforted people who needed to be comforted. But he called people's awareness and attention to the work in the world that God wants us to be in. He shook people up out of their preconceptions, called them to be awake in their hearts, open in their hearts, awake in their minds, and open in their minds. And we can be those people here in this room as well. You can turn literally to your sisters and brothers to the left and the right of you and find the Holy Spirit in them. You can go out into this world and find the people who you agree with, and they just speak to you and they feed you, and the Holy Spirit is there. You can find the people who challenge you, sometimes get under your skin, and I guarantee you the Holy Spirit is in them too. We're called to be disciples in this world, which means to be followers, yes, but it also means to be learners. To be people who learn and grow in this world and play a part in it being the world that God wants it to be. And we can learn and grow in this world as disciples the more open we are in heart and mind to the people around us. When we tackle that, when we approach God like that, when we approach the people in this world like that, then we're being the church, the body of Christ that was founded on people like Peter, who Christ came to and led by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, move forward three spaces, to go and be the people that God called them to be.